Day 5. Fear or faith? I've been on the force 25 years, and I don't have the guts to do what you do, said a seasoned police officer after hearing our stories. This compliment reflects a problem. To encourage Christians, we share great things that God is doing. Yet, when we share, we get similar flattering responses. It's hero's worship, actually, which sets us apart. Then, believers feel justified with inaction because they aren't special. Yes, David was an undersized kid who killed Goliath, Christians say, but he was special. So was Moses, so was Peter. We forget that often God chose these believers not because they were special, but because they were ordinary. Obedient faith is what set them apart. Faith doesn't always transform us into superheroes, as it did on the day of Pentecost. So often is a labored step made in human weakness, but trusting that God will do something through it, however small. For example, I never feel like going on outreach, small or large, but when in faith I force myself, God does great things, and I have a surprisingly good time. Many times I go alone to places that most people won't go to in a group. I'm no more impressive than the child David. But when we obey God's call to share his good news, we are his anointed wherever we are. We are the humble instrument that God will use.
Even after decades of outreach, I am often timid to approach Muslims in full garb. But through prayer, God gives me courage. An example is a black hijab and abaya-clad student I reluctantly approached on campus. It turned out that she was lonely, pregnant, and a refugee. She wanted to start meeting with me that very day. Years later, she said, "I will never forget that you were the light in my darkness, and still are." Another Muslim that I shared with over years seemed to have lost interest in spiritual things. Yet I was convinced that God wanted me to continue visiting her. It was an hour drive. Every time I went to visit, I would feel ill that day. Weak and sick, I would sit in my car below her apartment and call a ministry partner to pray with me for strength. Then, in faith, I climbed the stairs and knocked on the door. Miraculously, as soon as the door opened, I felt perfectly well. We would have a wonderful time together. Eventually, this Muslim regained an interest in spiritual things and became a believer in Christ. Dear Lord, I admit that I often cling to my weakness as an excuse to not follow you in faith. Help me to see clearly what you call me to do, and give me the courage to do it, even when I don't want to or feel able.